Hello.
Hello, this is Sarah. I'm giving you a courtesy callback from customer support. I see you placed your number on our callback list here.
Yes. Could you tell me what company this is?
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We service over 300 different products, so I'd have to find the order first to see what com to see exactly what company you ordered from.
Okay.
Okay. Can I start by grabbing your zip code?
24015.
24015. Okay, and your first and last name?
Bernice Bell.
Thank you for that. And verify that address for security purposes.
3518 Dogwood Lane, Southwest, Roanoke, Virginia. 24015.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, give me 1 second. I'm getting your order loaded so I can give you better assistance.
Okay.
And I'm still here. Sorry about that. It's just loading here for a second.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for holding. All right, so yes, ma'am. It looks like here you ordered the you entered in to win the ice maker. That was priced at $7.95 for the entry fee, and you enrolled into our discount membership store. How may I help you?
No, if I did, I want to cancel that.
Okay, it already shows your account. Let me see here. I can cancel it for you. This stops future charges. Would you like to write down a cancellation number?
Just 1 moment.
Okay.
My pen. Oops. Okay, it's cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
Uh-huh. Okay.
459-782.
782.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's the cancellation.
That's cancellation and confirmation.
Okay.
Is there
Now,
anything else I can do for you?
will they credit my account back for that charge?
We cannot know, ma'am, due to your account being in a chargeback. It shows on the previous charge below that. You can have the bank call in and have the bank verify that there's not a dispute on the November 6th charge, and we can help you out with a refund on that.
Okay. Is there, that's the only charge on there?
One of them's in a chargeback. So there's a $56.95. That's the one you're calling about in November. And then there was a $56.95 that was billed in October. And it looks like you went to your bank and you tried to dispute it and it was charged back to you. So you ended up getting billed back for that because it wasn't a fraudulent charge. It was billed back to you on November the 23rd.
Right. That
Yeah.
was for one of them. That was for
Yeah, that was
one.
for the chargeback, correct? Because you lost the
Right.
chargeback.
But
So.
this particular one, they didn't charge back.
Right, so we need the bank to verify there's not an open dispute on it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We just need them to call in and verify there's not an open dispute on it, and we can go forward with that for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.